Hello and welcome to episode 8 of Hyperspace, the fast-paced breakdown place coming to you from colorful Colorado. On today's episode, we'll discuss the impressive inaugural launch of Firefly and their Alpha rocket. Additionally, we'll summarize the first spacewalk to be performed by Russian cosmonauts aboard the ISS to prepare the new Nauka science module for operation. That's all coming up on Hyperspace. We start today's episode off on Space Launch Complex 2 West at Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. Between 1966 and 2018, Slick 2W hosted launches of both the Delta and Thor rocket families. Slick 2W has not been used since the final launch of the Delta 2 in September of 2018. On September 3rd, the cobwebs were dusted, or rather burned off, for the first time in almost 3 years. Doing the dusting is the new kid on the block, Firefly Aerospace. Headquartered in Cedar Park, Texas, Firefly was founded in 2014 as Firefly Space Systems and existed as such until 2017. In addition to their current and upcoming launch vehicles, Firefly is seeking to make a name for itself in uncrewed lunar landers. Earlier this year, NASA selected Firefly's Blue Ghost Lander to deliver 10 experiment and technology demonstrations to Luna's surface in 2023 as part of the Artemis program. With the recent rapid advancements in commercial space, Firefly was eager for the debut flight of their company and their Alpha small launch vehicle. Following an abort and recycle earlier in the launch window, Firefly Alpha successfully lifted off from Slick 2W at 8:59 p.m. Central Time. This was the first day of their intended launch window, and being able to launch without scrubbing on day one is an impressive feat in and of itself for a debuting company. Alpha successfully headed downrange for nearly 2 minutes of flight before problems became apparent. At approximately T plus 1 minute and 48 seconds, Mission Control could be heard calling, "Not yet supersonic." This call was made well past the expected Mach 1 and Max Q milestones, hinting at an underperforming engine. Supersonic flight was finally called at T plus 2 minutes and 18 seconds. Shortly after, the vehicle tumbled across multiple axes, performing a full rotation and a half before the flight termination system was activated and the mission terminated. Before the impressive detonation, Alpha's payload fairing, or nose cone, can be seen shearing away from the vehicle. For most inaugural flights, this fairing would contain a dummy payload, such as a mass simulator. However, Firefly included 26 cube satellites from a variety of customers on Alpha's flight, making the loss of the fairing particularly tough to watch. Fortunately, Firefly most likely has excellent launch insurance that will allow all of these customers to have another go at flight. When operational, Alpha will be capable of lofting 1,000 kilograms of payload to low Earth orbit. Considering SpaceX and Rocket Lab both experienced anomalies on their inaugural flights, Firefly is in good company to shoulder through this setback and return for round two stronger than ever. We wish everyone at Firefly Aerospace all the best in their return to flight operations. Moving on from launches and up to the International Space Station, we saw the first in a series of upcoming spacewalks from Roscosmos on Friday, September 3rd. At 9:41 a.m. Central Time, cosmonauts Oleg Novitsky and Pyotr Dubrov exited the POIST module and began the lengthy task of connecting both data and power cables between the new Nauka Multipurpose Laboratory module and Zarya, the first module launched as part of the ISS. The spacewalk concluded 7 hours and 54 minutes later at 5:35 p.m. Central and appears to have been a complete success. This was the first in up to 11 spacewalks that will be required to bring Nauka to a fully operational status. With that, we conclude the 8th episode of Hyperspace. In the coming days, we look forward to more spacewalks and a Soyuz launch from Roscosmos, as well as several launches from the China National Space Administration. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with your friends and family, and be sure to turn on notifications for future episodes. As always, thanks for listening, and keep trucking.